It's 107.1 The Boss and Make a Difference Monday. Brought to you by our friends at New Jersey Natural Gas and their Coastal Climate Initiative. On this Make a Difference Monday, we're talking to Jennifer Lefthand from the American Cancer Society. Thank you for joining us today, Jennifer. Please tell us how the American Cancer Society is making a difference.
Well, we're excited to be here and thank you for having us. The American Cancer Society is the leading cancer-fighting organization, and our goal is to end cancer as we know it for everyone. We've been around for more than 113 years, improving the lives of people with cancer for their families too. And we're the only organization combating cancer through advocacy, research, and patient support. We're just committed to ensuring that everyone has a fair opportunity to prevent, detect, treat, and most importantly, survive cancer. So we're really excited to be here, and we have a great website that people should know about. It's cancer.org for lots of different information.
You have a very in-depth Road to Recovery program. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I'd love to tell you more about Road to Recovery. We know that transportation is one of the biggest barriers that people face getting to and from their cancer treatment. And so the American Cancer Society has a program called Road to Recovery, where essentially people can get rides to and from their cancer treatment for free. So we're excited that we have this. We have volunteers that are happy to come pick up the cancer patient, bring them to their appointment. Sometimes they'll do the round trip or they'll bring them off home too. But volunteers are the heart of this organization, and we're really excited about growing this. We're always looking for volunteers. The good thing is it's all done through an app, so it makes it very easy. The volunteer drivers can be between the ages of 18 to 84. They obviously have to have a valid driver's license. A background check will be done and have access to a safe and reliable car. But they can do really as little as 1 hour a week. So when you really think about it, if you had a family member who was going for treatment, you know, once a day for the next 2 weeks, that would be hard for family members to always get them there. So this is a program that they can count on that is funded by the American Cancer Society.
There's also a mobile app people can use.
Yes, we're excited about this. This is new. It's called our ACS Cares app. So essentially all the information that you can get online and by calling a 1-800 number, which I'll talk about more, the ACS Cares app is an app that provides people with cancer and their families and the caregivers free resources to navigate their cancer journey. It's super easy. They can essentially just go ahead and download the free ACS Cares app, and it will give them access to personalized quality cancer information related information that will update as you age, as your cancer situation changes, or as new information becomes available. And it gives you the opportunity to speak to cancer information specialists when you have questions day or night, you know, 24/7. So we're excited about that.
Cancer Risk 360. What is that? Tell us about it.
Another really cool new tool that we have. I actually just took this risk assessment the other day. So that's exactly what it is. It's an assessment tool to help people understand their personal cancer risk factors and the steps that they can do that they can take to reduce that risk. So essentially the tool evaluates you looking at four key areas: your genetic risk, your family history, screening guidelines, and then daily life factors such as tobacco use, alcohol consumption, physical activity, and body weight. So essentially they run you through a bunch of questions, super easy to answer. And then what they'll do is they'll give you suggestions on what you can do to limit your cancer risk, steps that you can take. And it's all very positive too. So it's really meant to make you feel empowered to take, you know, those preventative measures so that if, God forbid, you do have cancer, you can get the treatment that you need quickly.
And what's the best way to get more information about your program?
That is so interesting. I always say knowledge is power, and Cancer Risk 360 sounds like that is exactly what it's giving you. What's the best way to get more information about your program?
So there's a lot of different ways that people can learn about the American Cancer Society. The number one thing that I always recommend is calling our 1-800 number. So it's our National Cancer Information Center. When you think of 1-800 number, you might think of like operators and just pressing a lot of buttons. You will be connected to a live specialist. We do have operators who can speak over 30 languages, and that number will give you access to anything that ACS has to offer. So the number is 1-800-227-2345, and it's open 24/7, 365 days a year, and it's just a great tool for people to feel that they can call someone, you know, if they're awake in the middle of the night worrying about their diagnosis, they can call, and they can be reassured with, you know, different programs, resources, and even if we don't offer the program ourselves, we're always going to, you know, get them to the next step. So we'll let them know about different, you know, local programs that are available But it's an amazing tool, and a lot of people just don't know about it. So that's great. And they could always also visit our website at cancer.org.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Make a Difference Monday. To see who else is making a difference in your community, visit 1071theboss.com. Make a Difference Monday is powered by New Jersey Natural Gas. Learn about their sustainability efforts at njng.com/climate.